What up, Whiskey Ginger fans? Thank you for watching another episode of the show. Right now, at this very moment in time, I'm in Brea, California. Come see me tonight and tomorrow if you're in the Southern California area. I have that, and I have next weekend, the 14th, I'm at the Ice House in Pasadena. Tickets are almost all gone. Please get them now at AndrewSantino.com if you haven't. Also, coming up is the Red Rocket Tour right here in 2020. I'm so excited to be going to cities I've never been to before and cities that I'm returning to. I'm so beyond excited to go do this tour. So go to AndrewSantino.com for tickets. You can see all the cities I'm going to. Atlanta, Madison, Minnesota, Detroit, Cleveland. I'm going all over the place. So go to AndrewSantino.com for tickets and you can check it out. Guys, it's that time of year when you need to have your balls trimmed just in case you get caught under some mistletoe and someone's looking to fondle your nuts. You got to keep your area clean, you know, under the tree. Do you let all the trimmings fall? No, you sweep it up every other day or so. Keep it clean for the guests, all right? Keep this area clean for those that want to come over and have a little downstairs party, okay? Do the right thing. Manscaped is the company that I use to clean up my basement. I love it. They've got an incredible selection of tools for your tool. They also have ball butter, good to rub on the old nuts. Feels real good on your balls, I got to tell you. It's nice. Talcum powder was the old way. Baby powder, the old way. Get some ball butter, man. Get something that's medically ready to keep your balls nice, smooth, no chafy, real clean. They smell good, too. Everybody likes a good smelling sack and a clean sack, dude. You know, because you don't want the same trimmer for your face as you use for your balls. It's just weird and gross. I don't know why. It's just, I don't want my balls on my face. Imagine if you took your balls and hit yourself in the face. You'd be so annoyed, okay? So you got to get yourself a trimmer from Manscaped. All their products are incredible. And right now, for this the holiday, because you're Whiskey Ginger fans, you can go to manscaped.com. Go to manscaped.com and you can use that promo code, like we always say, is whiskey. And you're going to get yourself 20% off with free shipping. Clean up your nuts, man. Make Santa proud in case he grabs a cookie and also grabs your cookies. He doesn't want hair all over that. That's nasty. So go to manscaped.com, use the promo code whiskey, get yourself 20% off with free shipping, and enjoy the episode. Hey, man, I know it's a little embarrassing when men have problems downstairs with the functionality of their rocket, all right? The Red Rocket doesn't have these issues, but I got to tell you, a lot of guys do. You know, when you were young, you were just ready to go. The rocket was ready. 3, 2, 1. People aren't launching the same anymore. The older you get, you just don't launch the same. That's just a fact, all right? You need to go to BlueChew.com. BlueChew is a, you know, at-home remedy for all the problems for your pepe. You know, it's blue like the color blue. Chew.com brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but who cares about those guys? You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. They're chewable, man, like the old Flintstones chewable tablets, same thing. You get a little bit more confidence in the bedroom, you know? You can go more times, you can go longer. It helps a lot, I got to tell you. You don't have to go into a doctor's office and get creeped out. All you got to do is order it online from your house, and they're made in the U.S. of A., and they ship direct to your house, man, way cheaper than a pharmacy. There's nothing awkward and weird and uncomfortable about it. So I have a deal for the listeners right now. You go to BlueChew.com. That's BlueChew.com. Get your first shipment for free. Use the promo code Whiskey and just pay $5 for shipping. So go get it in the mail. Go to BlueChew.com. Use the promo code Whiskey. And you could try it for free, my friend.
In here, we pour whiskey.
You are that creature in the ginger beard.
Sturdy. Ginger.
Like vampires, the ginger gene is a curse.
Gingers are beautiful.
You owe me $5 for the whiskey and $75 for the horse.
Gingers, oh hell no.
This whiskey is excellent.
Ginger. I like gingers.
Been a long time coming. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Whiskey Ginger. My guest today is one of my favorite people on earth. I say that for all my guests, but I mean it once again today. It's Mr. Eric Griffin. He's here. He's black. He's back. He is prepared. He's sick. He came to my house sick, which is so garbage of you to come to my house sick. And he was like, I don't want to cancel. I'm just like, cancel if you're coming in sick.
Well, this is my revenge. I'm contaminating this whole fucking house.
We had a good time on your podcast. I'm glad you came over and did mine. Now we've traded arms. The fans have spoken. They say that neither of us should do podcasts with other people. We should do podcasts with each other.
Are they saying? They're saying so many. I just, on my last episode, I did a solo episode on Thanksgiving. And I
did a solo one on Thanksgiving too.
Yeah, and I just talked about this. I was like, there's no beef. Like
I think it's funny though. I like to keep it going. They said it's Santino Griffin Gate. And so let's keep that shit moving.
Well, it's Bobby. I mean, Bobby's like, yeah. You know, have you heard from him?
Yeah, I talked to him today.
Yeah,
he said he's feeling good. That's he's what I'm looking saying. Good. He's I doing know. Good.
He sent me one of those like
sweet
one of those AA messages. Like, hey, I just want to tell you I love you and you're a really good friend. And blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh boy,
those are good messages though. Hey, the instructor means it.
Whoever's
doing it for him.
Yeah, his ghost. His yeah. ghost.
He's like, do my message. Do my message for me.
Yeah.
When did you get sick? Did you get sick in Phoenix? How'd you get sick?
No, I was sick before
that. Are you done being sick? This is the end? Yeah. All right.
This is the end. I just like got that, you know, my sinuses mm-hmm. are clearing out and it's mm-hmm. messing up my throat. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I'm good. But
I got that tone loke.
Right.
That tone loke voice. But I'm good, man. Relax. I'm not going to get you sick.
Contagion. No, don't cough it in the motherfucking mic. You're so foul. People have to come over here and use that. Now I'm going to have to decontaminate this whole room.
I was licking this before you came. I wanted to get out there that everybody that goes on your podcast gets
sick. That gets sick afterwards? Let's see. Who's next? I'm trying to think who's going to get it next.
They're going to be like, oh, man, don't go on that guy's podcast.
You get sick every time. You got sick before Phoenix or when you were in Phoenix?
No, it was before Phoenix, and I was like sort of recovering then. It was on Thanksgiving that I was sick. It was crazy.
What did you do?
I don't know, dude. I think it was just like the weather change and the traveling and stuff like that. Because I'd just gone to Canada and it was like, ugh.
Bro, I shouldn't watch. I need not watch these Discovery Channel shows about global warming because they tell you like the weather patterns are changing and they're getting worse and it's getting worse for turbulence on flights. Do you know about this?
No. What?
Yes. Because the weather patterns are getting stronger and they're changing more. So they say like now the jet stream is getting more unstable, right? So the jet stream that we fly in is getting more unstable. So, bro, we just came back from, where was I? Chicago? I was in New York, then Indy, then Chicago. It was so fucking bad. And I don't care. I've talked about it on this fucking podcast, bro. I don't ever care when it's bumpy. It doesn't really bother me.
Yeah.
It was so bad.
Did you find yourself going, okay.
Well, I did. I grabbed the seat. Yeah. I grabbed the arms. And the woman in the row looked over and she's like, my hands are sweating. Like, she was so nervous. She just wanted someone to, like, acknowledge that she was nervous.
Did you look at her like, maybe we should, just in case?
Yeah, you know we did. I thought about it. Don't you think about when a plane gets bumpy, you look around at who you're going to hook up with?
Dude, I was on a plane one time.
You look around?
I was in a first class area, and there was a family sitting. So, like, it was the mom, her daughter, the dad, another kid.
You're going to fuck the whole family.
And then their son was sitting next to me.
Oh, okay.
And he was, like, you know, like 18, 19. He was, like, you could tell he was young like that. And, like, it got bumpy. And the motherfucker grabbed me. He grabbed my hand. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's how scared he was. Well, some strange old man was like, you know, so, you know, I said, you're going to be okay. Daddy got you. You're going to be fine.
Was he the best looking one in the family? Is that why?
Yeah. But then the mom looked over at me like, oh, thank you. Take care of my boy. I was like, I'm going to take care of him. You know?
But, Folly, this is so nasty.
No, but it was just like, it's weird how people get. That's what I'm saying, though.
Yeah, even tough guys don't look so tough.
Yeah, the toughest dude, you see him over there like, okay, you're going to be all right.
Because it's the one thing, that we all share. The reason that like, it's hacky to tell airplane jokes, for some reason, people are like, oh, it's a hair. The reason that they became hacky is because it's so common. It's the one thing that everyone shares. I don't care how much money you make, where you come from. Everyone, if you've been on a flight, you experience the same shit. And the same shit is you are out of control. You have zero control.
Yeah.
And when a plane gets bumpy, the richest, smartest guy has the exact same ability of life expectancy as the dumbest, poorest guy.
I know.
It levels the playing field. It's like we have zero control to win.
But I find myself, unless it's super whatever.
Crazy.
I am just kind of like, okay, well, you know.
Yeah, I don't care. Well,
yeah, that thought of like, well, this is it.
See, I don't think like that. I don't think if this is it, this is it. I think.
If it's too bad, I feel like that.
See, I just go, no. I always go, no way. I just go, no way. I just keep saying, nope, no way. I'm not going to be the guy that dies today in this fucking thing. No way. Turbulence has never crashed a plane. Why would mine be the first?
Else.
It's a guy. It's a dude doing it. Did you see that pilot that tried to get on a flight drunk? Where was it? What city was it? They busted his ass. He went to the security checkpoint and then turned around and went to the bathroom. And right away they thought it was suspicious, right? They were like, why did he do that? You know? So then he came back, showed his badge. But when they let him in, they didn't lead him on to let him know. They saw him do that shit over the cameras. So they sent federal agents to the gate that he was at.
Right.
Stopped him from getting on the plane, questioned him, tested him. He was drunk. He blew way over the legal limit, and then they had gone to the bathroom where he was, and he had thrown away bottles. Like, he had forgot he had bottles in there, so that's why he turned around.
Oh, he didn't even turn around because, like, they're going to think I'm drunk. He was like, I got to
get rid of this evidence.
I got this open containers.
Got this bottle of Jim Beam I got to toss. No, dude, he turned around and threw it away.
He for sure likes your podcast.
Yeah, shout out whatever jail you're being held in right now. That's a whole nother thing. The amount of, I saw this on TV the other day, the amount of ways people are able to sneak in shit inside a prison. There are people in prison that probably listen to the podcast. I'm being dead serious. People are able to get shit, iPhones in prison so easily. I think the system wants them to get stuff in so they can get more fucked.
Well,
because drugs get in there so easy. Phones. Have you ever seen those videos? Those dudes, there's two dudes on the internet on like a fucking iPhone being like, yeah, we in here, we locked up. Have you ever seen that video?
No, I haven't.
It's hilarious.
Seen
they put it on Snapchat.
Oh my God.
And then they got, of course they got caught, but it's like, there's a way to get anything into those things. And you got to know the system wants them to do that so they can fuck you more. So they can go, now you just got 3 more months of whatever.
Or it's just that, like, they, you know.
No one can be trusted?
No, it's just like, how qualified a person. And this is no offense to people that work at prisons.
But it's definitely going to be an offensive statement. Go ahead.
Yeah, but it's definitely going to be like, you know, you're not leaving Harvard like, I want to go be a guard at prison.
Hey, man.
You know what I mean?
You're really shifting out some of your audience. You're really pushing out some people
all
that could
I'm
have been
saying
a fan.
Is like, these are blue-collar dudes that have to, like, what do you want to, what's important to you?
But what I'm saying,
like,
is,
you want to die for, like, because these people are in here for the rest of their life.
But you don't have to help them. Why do they help them?
It's not even about helping so much as it's like, is it hurting? Is it hurting that a guy has that they have a phone, or they like, you know, they're.
I don't know. I don't really care. I'm fascinated by the fact that they're always able to find a way to get shit
especially
in.
Especially the lifers, man. They're in there for life.
Like, so you would help them. If you were a guard, you'd help sneak shit
in. I'm not saying that would help, but I'd be like, all right, guys, just keep it down.
You would help.
I would,
that's helping.
I know, but what I'm saying, I'm not going to bring it in my butthole. You know what I mean?
You're a guard. You don't have to put it in your butt.
You might have to.
No, you just put it in your pocket. How would they know?
Dude, at the airport, the captains and stewardesses have to go through security too.
I'm saying though, a guard for prison, the other people that are guarding are your friends. So if you put an iPhone in your pocket to give to somebody in there, none of your friends are going to bust you. Security at the airport is different. That's different.
But they got guys. I'm sure there's like someone at the prison who is like the internal affairs type person.
Yeah.
Who is like keeping a watch over everyone. I mean, that's what the warden and whoever his second in command, they're not part of the guard service. They're the people that you don't really like.
Yeah, but I'm saying they're all friends.
If
you're on that side of the fence and you're not a prisoner,
I guess,
they're all on the same team.
I mean, maybe.
They're all on the same team.
But this is why they are letting shit go.
Yeah, they go. Well,
they know what's going on. If you want to know where the drugs are, you ask the guards. You don't ask. They're like, oh yeah, well these are the ones over here to do this. Also, what I'm saying is like, if you got hardened ass criminals, like, you know,
people that have killed,
they're killing and they're part of gangs and the mob.
Yeah,
and you're a guard acting up. They'd be like, you know, they get phone calls.
Yeah,
next thing you know is like, they're like just like. Yeah, your mom that lives on such and such and such and such.
They're killing her.
They're about to, you know.
They're about to fuck her up.
They're about to fuck her up. You know what I mean? What are you supposed to do?
Yeah, nothing. What can you do?
What can you do? So it's like how much do you want to put your family at risk? This is what I'm saying.
That's why a guard should, they should be just single dudes.
We should put, they should be single dudes.
No family.
No families.
That's how I feel about the President of the United States. I don't know why we're so gung-ho about a family man leading the country, because this country has this falsified notion of like, you should have a family. You should be married with kids.
It's a dog.
Fuck that. I think the president should be a single dude or a single chick, someone that didn't have to divert their focus from what they loved. Because you know, anybody knows, you get in a relationship, I don't give a fuck how much you love the person, it diverts your focus to a degree from what from your job, no matter who you are or what you do.
Yeah, especially what kind of chick you have. You know, it could be like you know. It
even
be like,
if you've got the most chill, you know, my old bag is great, but like, she's great and supportive. But I'm just saying, there's still a balance. You still have to have a balance. It's like... Wow. So I always think someone in a position of that kind of power, why would we want them to be someone who's married with a family? People they got to worry about. I want them to worry about nothing but being the president of the United States.
I like some shit is going on in Iran and a wife comes in like, yeah, but little Tommy's tooth, you know, can you come?
And that's a problem he's got to deal with now.
Just a second, put the world on hold. I got to go deal with my dumbass kid.
Yeah,
this little bitch's tooth.
Yeah, fuck that. I've said that and I said if I was the owner or the manager of a ball club, any sport, basketball, baseball, football, whatever it was, I would say in the off season, you can do whatever you want to do. But when you're on my team, you don't get engaged or married. End of discussion.
Yeah.
You do not get engaged during the season. You do not get married during the season.
But, okay.
I don't give a
fuck. I'm glad we're talking about this.
I don't give a fuck. I don't want, in fact, most of the time, I want these guys to not be in relationships because I want them to be hounds. Just go have fun and then focus on baseball. Don't focus on what your fiance or your girlfriend needs to, because she needs to fly to Philly to watch you play against the Astros. I want none of that beef.
It's all about the amount of money.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, people have certain lives. Like, I read that thing about, like, how Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith, like, how they had, like, an open relationship at some point.
I mean, who knows? That's also, I mean, I've seen all that shit.
But
yeah.
My thing is, like, I get it.
Sure,
you know what I
mean? Sure.
But like you, like, but okay. So on a lesser level, you tell your wife like if you started talking about you know they're doing that, it's like well you're not Will Smith, so the punishment for not being Will Smith is a one pussy marriage.
You're either Will Smith,
you know what I mean? Yeah. You know
you're
what
either
mean?
The best of the best of the best of all time, or you're everybody else.
Yeah. You know what I mean? But I'm saying like so like athletes like you go, they're like well my wife's pregnant and she's delivering twins. Hey, bitch, we pay you $36 million a year, so she'll be a good...
She'll be fine. Yeah.
You, I know you got a nanny, you got like...
Do you think athletes do that to each other? Like, do you think...
Yeah.
Like, well, do you think like Bradley Beal is like... Do you think he's like to his wife, he's like, well, you know, Kawhi gets to fuck around, and she's like, because he Kawhi.
Yeah, because he won a championship.
Because he Kawhi.
No, I think at any level, if you're a professional athlete...
yeah.
But let's stop bullshitting. At any point, you're a millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, at any point...
A multi-millionaire.
Any point that your significant other is not working because of you.
Yeah.
Come on. Like, there's a lot of like.
So here's my thing. Here's my thing. You know how they like? Okay, they try to clip. Donald Trump for grabbing by the pussy stuff and all these accusations of women, and then Bill Clinton before him, and you know Kennedy. It's like. I would love to know what president didn't cheat on his wife.
Yeah.
Because I got to tell you.
I can't imagine.
Unless he was gay.
Yeah. And he was still cheating on his wife.
But he was just on the side.
No, it's like, what are you talking about? Like that, you we can just look back and see who had the cutest Secret Service men.
Yeah.
You'd be like, that guy looked, you know what I mean? That's like why is he?
Why was Hoover always having young boys around kicking it? What was Hoover's
deal? Why would he, like, whoever had the cutest Secret Service man, you know, he was in there, oh, you know. Are you done, Mr. President? You know what I mean? It's like.
The chef is like, your dinner's ready.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that'd be
so
hilarious.
So they still cheating, but I'm just saying.
By the way, you know there was a president, for sure.
Who's not?
How have we not had an openly gay president yet that, like, I mean, how have we not found out? You know what I'm saying? How have we not gone back and been like, he was gay. Like, why didn't we? You know it happened. I just can't believe we haven't cracked that code.
But here's I don't know. Because here's the reason why I say that. Because it's like, the reason why Trump is weird as president.
I mean.
Is because.
A million fucking reasons.
There's a lot of, right. It's like, he is the kind of person that shouldn't be going for that job. That's all.
Right. It
so
doesn't
that's
make
why,
sense.
So that's why all the stuff that, like, he's done in his past. Seems weird for the president. Like, we don't want the president dealing because that's not a kind of guy that should be going for president.
Yeah, you know? Well, yeah.
So usually
yeah.
It's somebody like it's got an immaculate past. Yeah. Like, so I can see
but
that
they don't.
Somebody.
That's the joke. None of them have an immaculate past.
Well, I
that's the joke. Nobody.
Well,
does.
Now it's gonna be like now it's just like oh okay it's carte blanche like fuck it not anybody can be president.
Yeah, but see I disagree. I think it's gonna be the opposite. In fact, the people that do actually have a squeaky clean past. Like people like my stepdad. You probably couldn't find anything on this guy because he's
my
a regular
stepdad too. That's crazy.
He's just a regular guy.
My stepdad too.
Right? He just like did the thing and did the things and then he's came out clean. But like the problem is those kind of people.
We don't want them running the country.
See, and
they're too squeaky clean.
That's
this not, motherfucker. My stepdad. This motherfucker never cheats on his taxes and shit.
Yeah, but that's the problem. That's who you should have run the country,
bro.
But we want someone that has some shady shit. That's why Trump is perfect.
They can make hard decisions, hard choices.
Right. You want someone. You want
politics
someone, risks. You want someone that takes risks. Yes. That's bold. Right. The problem is the majority of Americans who are like tidy up, good people that really never fuck up. You know, like maybe they've done a few like I stole when I was in high school. You know what I mean? Like small bullshit. Those people aren't people that we trust in these positions of massive power because we were enamored by people that do bold, obnoxious things because it's like the reward is huge if you win.
But they're not savvy enough.
Well, when people, there's regular.
Yeah, people. Regular, like, let me just give you an example. My stepdad the other day, I gave them my other car, okay? Because I still.
What do you mean, your old car?
My old car, I'm still on the lease. Uh-huh. I just was tired of paying for gas, and they live in a place I know they're not going to drive around a lot. So it's not going to, they're not going to put on any miles, and they're not going to spend a lot of money on gas. Anyway, we're getting in the car, and he goes, oh, I left the insurance card upstairs. He didn't want to drive the car without the insurance card being in the car.
It's responsible.
I'm like, motherfucker, get in the car. Like, it's fine. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, he's like that. That's not a guy I want with a finger on the trigger because he's going to be like, I don't know if we should do this. I need somebody savvy.
You want someone that's willing to pull the trigger because they just need to make the move.
We need somebody that knows how to make the hard choices. It's like, that's why I always feel like I like the president being Republican and conservative.
Yeah.
And the people checking him being the liberal.
So you like a conservative with a mindset of someone that listens that pays attention to what the liberals are saying.
Yeah, because I like the liberals being like, we have homeless. What are we going to do about the homeless? And then the conservatives like, well, how are we going to pay for that?
Yeah.
You want? Yeah, we can take. Let's take. Okay, what should we do? How are we gonna, like? We don't know. Just but we should do something.
That's the problem.
That's the liberal. The liberals they can't make choices.
Right.
Because they don't know how to pay for those choices. And the conservatives go, well, we're going to do this. We're going to cut. We're going to cut the
schools.
Yeah, we're going to cut the music program from schools.
Schools, yeah.
So we can, and they're like, hey. It's like, hey, what I'm saying is I think that you need somebody in office that can make savvy choices. So that's why you have somebody who's like a shrewd businessman who knows how to fire people.
Fire. You need someone who's a tyrant. Like I watched that show, The Men Who Built America on the History Channel. By the way, it is... It is just filled with bad people. Like you just learn, you just slowly learn. You're like, oh my God, all these motherfuckers were assholes. Like they really took advantage of almost everybody. Like there was the biggest man-made disaster in the history of the United States of America was Jonestown, Pennsylvania, when the levee broke. And the reason that the dam and the levee broke is because it was reinforced poorly because they wanted to finish this man-made lake for this yacht club, for this fucking boating and hunting club that all these big dogs like
Rockefeller,
Carnegie and shit, yeah, that they would kick it at. And so they wanted this fucking boat club, so they were like, oh, finish this shit fast.
Dude, the levees in New Orleans.
Well,
to fix those, that was on the ballot every year,
I
believe.
I know.
They were like, you guys want to fix the levees? And they were like, no, we got to get Mardi Gras. We got to make
Mardi Gras.
We got to
make these beads and these tits come out.
Yeah, so to me, like that's always a thing of like people make these kind of shrewd choices. So that's what the checks and balances to me is supposed to be. Like in personalities, it's the same kind of thing. You need so that's why I feel like in prisons, to get back to what we were talking about, is like you can't have a goody-two-shoes guard because he's going to get taken advantage of.
They're going to kill – well, they'll kill his ass.
Yeah, you need somebody
you need someone
knows,
who's savvy.
Yeah, he's got some
What you really
smarts.
Need is an ex-prisoner.
But you know how they hire like
– the ex-hackers to be
ex-hackers.
NSA is like, we need you.
Yeah.
You fucked us up.
Crackhead should be running – all the problems on this shit.
He's like, listen, man.
Yeah, I know. What y'all doing? Yes, but we need, like, how do you stop a drug cartel? Is you have to get somebody.
You got to get a drug dealer.
That's
the only way it works.
It's the only way. So that's like,
So you're saying the only way to get a good president in there would be you need someone who is the loosest cannon. because otherwise the organized dude is never going to work organizing.
But that's why we normally would get somebody who we've seen like have a history of politics and has done this and done that.
We like that.
I guess we like that. But
America tends to like someone they've seen before in the political sphere.
Yeah, but we didn't like that last time. I mean, like,
did you see this clip that I posted of Joe Biden? By the way, not to stick on politics.
No, but go ahead. What happened with him? Well, he was being weird.
Yeah, bro. I need to play this clip. I need to play this clip because this is.
I'm off of him because of that weed thing.
What weed thing?
You know how he was saying like,
oh, he doesn't want to legalize weed, right? You don't even smoke weed.
I started a little CBD with some THC. I started doing
you
some
did?
Of that.
Yeah. Griff?
Oh my God, you sound like Craig Robinson said the same thing. Griff. He was like, what?
Well, come on, man. I was with you when you took your second drink. All right, hold on. Listen. This is Biden real quick. We should put the video. I'm going to put the video up right here. No, we won't.
You can't?
Yeah, we will. Hold on.
You don't want to do any work.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs. That turned blonde in the sun, and the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight, and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap, and I've loved kids jumping on my lap. And I tell you what.
What?
Okay, that's out of context.
Look, I know. I said that to someone else. I said, even in context, I don't know what the fuck. Look at this. It's at like a city hall thing. A bunch of young black kids around him.
What was the question before that?
I don't fucking care. That was insane. Oh, they used to rub my legs. My leg hair would get a.
There has to be a question before that.
Let me answer.
That explains
I'll ask the question. Ready?
Okay.
Mr. Biden, have you ever had little kids rub your leg hair in the pool, and does it look weird when it comes back up? And what do you know about roaches and people sitting in your lap? And he was like, let me tell you.
Okay.
It was an insane, whatever the question was, must have been fucking insane.
He doesn't want to be president.
No, this is him checking out.
Yeah.
This is him going, I don't.
He doesn't want to just quit. He wants to what's Howard Dean this shit.
But you don't get any fucking money from running. I don't understand why he thought it was even going to be halfway fun. He knew it wasn't going to, that's why he said
dude,
no.
This is like, what's the movie with Citizen Kane, man? There's a thing about this all the time. Like these men who get extreme wealth and they realize how worthless money really is in the grand scheme of like
of
those power people.
Sure.
They go, it's really power and influence over money. And they and
yeah, it is.
And
but it's because of the money that you got the power.
And the love of the people. There's a certain point people want adoration from people.
Well, people like fame. People love fame.
But that's where they go into politics.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, they want to be famous. I love when they go like, I love when they say like Trump and all these guys, when they make fun of liberal Hollywood, and they're like, when they're like, all these, you know, liberal wackadoo wannabe famous people in Hollywood. Every politician wants to be famous. That's all they are. They're just Hollywood people who aren't in television and film.
If there was Twitter and YouTube and all these things, people probably wouldn't have gone into politics. They'd be like, you know.
You saying if that existed?
Yeah. They might have been like, you know,
yeah, but
Obama might have been a big YouTube star.
He is. This motherfucker has to deal with Netflix now.
Well, now he's like, now they're like, let me cash in on this shit.
Well, I mean, you should. I mean, he would.
He was making $250,000 a year.
He wasn't.
As
president?
Actually,
they don't even make that money.
They get that for the rest of their life.
I know, but they don't even make that money.
They make that money.
They do, but it's like whatever because they're getting so much money from other bullshit. These donors and shit.
Yeah.
They're basically like walking universities. You know what I mean? Where schools and colleges are like, you know, they caught that Lori Loughlin, you know, and her husband sneaking their kid into USC.
Is she going to jail?
No, who knows? I don't. You know what's so stupid about the whole thing? Everybody does this shit. Everyone cheats their kid into school. And people are like, yeah, but they photoshopped her daughter into a robot. It doesn't matter. Everybody does this shit.
But she got like, the one got 14 days and people were like,
panicking.
No, because people were like, that's the justice. I was like, yo, I don't care who you are. Go to jail for 14 days and tell me how that shit ain't a cakewalk.
No, it's probably, but for her.
For somebody like her?
For her, though.
That was the worst 14 days of her life.
Yeah, but they probably put her in some sectioned off, nice club med.
Sold her for a Snickers, you know what I mean?
Bro, you should have seen in San Francisco, I lit this, we went up to this place, when I was doing Cobbs, there's this incredible bar at the top of the hill by the marina, I think it is, and they're famous for their Irish coffees. You know what Irish coffee is?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they make thousands of these things. And this dude comes walking in, like, you know, kind of big shouldered, and everyone has their football jerseys on because it's Saturday. And he's got USC, like a jersey on, and everybody behind him has USC, like, hats, you know, he's nerdy. And this table's getting up. Now, we've been there. We could be like, we're here. That's our table, you know?
Right.
But as they got up, this they kind of snuck in and jumped on it. And he looks over, the woman, like, kind of points at me and looks over at me because we're chilling at the bar. And I was like, you can have it. We really don't give a shit. We're going to have one and leave. And she was like, oh, okay, well, because he paid him to get up faster. And I said, oh, you paid him off? I know. I saw the USC gear. And she... She was like, excuse me? I said, no, I saw the USC gear. I knew what you guys were up to. I said, you probably paid off this place too. And she was like, that is not nice. I was like, but it's funny. It's either way, bitch, it's funny. Yeah. Institutions like this with lots of money involved, when it's mommy and daddy rich legacy type of schools, and I'm not shitting on the school. I'm just saying that's how people get in. They pay for their kids to get in. Whether they donate a fucking library.
It doesn't matter.
Whether they donate a library, they're like, oh, we're getting a new practice field, new jerseys. So who the fuck do you think that
is? Yeah, well, let your kid come and learn.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Dude, yeah, that's.
Yeah, your kid can come learn because you gave us $100 million. What the fuck's wrong with that?
I don't know. I think it's fine.
I don't get it.
It's fine.
What does it matter to? It doesn't cost the school nothing to add an extra chair into a classroom to be like, okay, yeah, come in and sit and learn.
Well, what they go is they go, it's unfair to other kid. It's like, look, everything is unfair. Those systems are unfair. If you think you're going to stop the wealthy from paying their way into getting what they need, you're a fucking moron. They're going to do that for the rest of time.
I'd be so mad at my mom to find out that she paid $1 million for me to get into school. I'd be like, hey, bitch, give me that $1 million.
Yeah, but
you know what I mean?
Yeah, but the only reason you would pay $1 million is because you have 100 more chilling.
I know, but it just... To me, it's like, how about, this is what the parents should have done, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Lori Loughlin and all these dumbass rich white folks, they should have just went, we'll give you, to their kid, if you graduate from college with, you know, a certain degree, we're going to give you $3 million.
Oh, yeah, give them incentivized college.
Incentivize your kid.
Yeah.
Why are you giving this money to the fucking ether? For what reason?
For nothing. That's what college should be. You know how Bernie wants to give everyone free college? They want like college to be free? Here's what I think. Okay, college is free, depending on how well you do.
Exactly.
So if you graduate with straight A's,
yeah,
it's free.
Yeah.
Now, if you're C's and D's.
And you get a job, too.
Right.
You have to, like.
Secure a job.
Yeah, yeah. You have to secure a job.
Yeah.
10 days after graduation.
10 days. Get the fuck out of
10
here.
10 days.
That's insane.
Bitch, you got 10 days to get a job. Maybe 30 days.
Yeah. Bitch, give them a month.
Okay. You get 30 days. You got to get a job. And then.
And then it's free. But if it's not, but if you don't.
If you don't.
See, if you get C's.
There's no gap years.
Yeah, no. You're paying $30,000, $40,000
Yeah, you're paying your money back.
That's great.
Incentivize
you only
it.
Go into debt if you shit the bed.
College should be like the NFL.
Yeah.
No guaranteed contracts.
No guarantees.
You got to work.
And if you fuck up, now you owe us.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's how it should work.
But that's how sports should be too. I think if you shit the bed in sports, you have to pay back some of that contract.
Oh.
I think if you shit the bed in sports,
Jared Goff would be like writing checks every week.
25,000 here, yeah, 80 grand there. Yeah, I think if you fuck up in sports, you should be docked pay. I think pay should be on a performance level, not a guaranteed amount
all
of money.
Well,
because that's what we do. Your performance as a stand-up,
I know.
We get paid based on performance. Do the people show up? Do they buy tickets?
Yeah, yeah.
How well are you doing and how well is your growth? No, in no part of entertainment, and sports are a part of entertainment, does someone go, you're going to get guaranteed this money no matter fucking what, no matter how bad you shit the bed. If they do, it happens once and then never again. If they gave you $10 million to make a movie and you shit the bed and you did a bad performance and the movie's garbage, you're not getting another fucking movie for a long time.
I know, but this is... okay, I'll tell you how it's different. Because in the sports, the players are in a partnership with the owners, okay? And they're splitting like... 50, 48, 51, 49.
What do you mean? What, like total revenue?
The total revenue.
Sure.
So they're splitting it. So therefore, the players, they're like, well, we have to make sure we're getting this money. You know, this is the money.
But I think you
players.
Don't. But you don't get the money if you don't perform.
I know, but I think it should be a percentage anyway.
I think you get a bonus when you sign a contract as a thank you, and this is like a you know, what is that called? Like a it's like a nice gift. You know what I mean? Like a nice. Yeah. you know, handing off.
Here's like what you get for playing the sport.
Thank you.
Here's the minimum that everybody gets.
Thank you. Yeah. Right. And then, depending on your performance level, then you might get this. You'll accrue this money as time goes on. That, to me, would make the most sense. It would basically be the same exact system that we have now, except they're guaranteed that money. So then what that does to people, in my opinion, is it makes people who might be great kind of like level down a little bit, play a little bit less hard, be more conscious, because they're like, I got that money. Like, I don't really – this team isn't going to win a championship. Like, I don't have to – you see it when you go to live games. Some guys are just kind of like last night's game.
Clippers had 82 at half.
At halftime.
They were beating the shit off the Wizards. I was sitting right next to the Wizards bench.
Oh, you were over there.
Yeah, I got some tickets now that I'm right by this Wizards bench. You know,
so you're on
the visitors bench.
You're on the non-TV side of the floor.
Yeah, so I get to talk shit to
the Wizards. Was John Wall sitting over there?
Yeah, John Wall was over there.
Because he tore his ACL. I think that's the whole thing, though. You see these teams, like, there's guys that are, they're good ball players, but they don't really have to push that hard. Because it doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah, but you would think, though, that we'd like to think that.
They're also playing 82 games, so it's kind
of
like
to think, though, that this is still the best of the best. Like, the process to get into the pros.
It's insane.
To be a player, to actually play.
Yeah.
You would think that they have some sort of thing in them that is, to compete.
I can tell you, though. Look, you know? Two things. I give them credit. And I'm not discrediting athletes, but they got to play a fuckload of games. They have to balance their energy. They have a long season, right? I get that.
They got
to
take care of their bodies.
Yeah, no, I get it. Trust me. You're not going to break yourself in a game against the Clippers where they're going to beat the shit out of you anyway. It was like 150 to 120.
It's crazy, dude.
Yeah, it was insane. But what I am saying is, I told the woman who was sitting next to me, she was talking about, she was like, I've never seen any of these players before because they brought in their benches at the end.
Yeah.
And I said, isn't this crazy to think that these guys are still the best in the world?
I know.
But they're the worst best. That's crazy to be the best
of
the
worst. Those guys were the best in their little town,
they were the
on
best.
Their high school.
They're the best at everything.
They went to college and
they were really good in college.
And,
yeah.
that's why especially basketball, is like those athletes are the best athletes in the world.
I don't know if basketball's the best athlete. I think football might be the greatest athletes in the world.
Nope. Football players are all failed basketball players, man.
Come on.
Yes. Especially skill positions.
Here's the difference.
All those guys wanted to play basketball, man. They all wanted to play basketball.
A lot of them did play basketball.
And they couldn't make the pros.
No, what the problem is.
They can make the pros in like Allen Iverson played football.
Yeah, sure.
LeBron James played football.
Yeah, but the difference is, like, my father always told me, he was like, I played both, and he was like, do you want to get hurt and never play basketball again? And I said, no. And he said, okay, well, then you got to get out of football.
I know, but I'm talking about
my point is.
The fat ones, the linemen and those guys.
Well, that's a different
story. That's a whole different thing. But I'm talking about Randy Moss wanted to play basketball. Like, sometimes.
Here's the problem with that. These are supreme athletes. They're just great at everything.
I get it.
They just are better at one of those things.
I know, but I just think that the combination of skill and athleticism for basketball is it's a step up. There's no stopping. It's like when they're running up and down the court, it's not like we're going to do a play, stop, reset.
Yeah, I get it. But the physical toll that football takes on a body, to me, is the mark of an incredible athlete.
Well, that
I just think it's insane to get your body hit.
Oh, I know, but that's just that's the pitfalls of that sport.
Right, it's the worst part of the sport for them.
Well, see, because
then you're asking for a short career.
But this is how I think they should pay the players. Forget it shouldn't be per team. It shouldn't be per team. It should be like a call sheet. You know, even on a team, and say it's a call sheet.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
So let's say like the Lakers. LeBron James is number one on the call sheet.
Yeah.
So there's a percentage of the revenue that goes to the number one on the call sheet.
Isn't that kind
of
how it is anyway, though?
No, not necessarily.
Because number one, he gets the most money for sure on the Lakers.
Not always, because remember when Michael Jordan was playing? Tony Kukoc was making way more money than him when they were before he got that last $30 million contract. I'm just saying, and it just alters every year.
That's because Tony knew somebody, man.
And it should be based off the revenue that's going on. If the ratings dip and things dip, everybody's salaries dip. It's just a straight percentage.
See, but that I can't do because you look at like the Chargers. They moved up here from San Diego. Nobody goes and watches those kids. I went down there to go watch.
That's a great. I love that stadium for watching football.
Yeah, because nobody's there.
Yeah,
it's high school. It's a high school field.
Soccer field.
Yeah, that's the same thing. It's like a high school field. But then you go there. And
pro
you,
soccer in high school is the same to you.
Yeah,
God,
you know how I feel about soccer. I can't fuck with that shit.
We run for 90 minutes.
I don't want to watch any of it. I don't want to watch almost any of it.
Great athletes.
I don't care. No, great runners.
Yeah.
in great shape. Runners, like, in shape, yeah. Great in shape. Soccer's a great sport. Everybody fucking loves it. Whatever. When you go down there and you see nobody's in those stands but the other team's colors, it's depressing. So it's not the Chargers' fault that that market can't garner
fans.
That's why
there hasn't been a team in
LA in
30
years. But I'm saying they don't deserve to lack of pay because of that. That's the organization's fault. So those players shouldn't get clipped just because they can't promote that fucking team.
I'm saying league-wide. I'm saying, you know,
it should be across the board?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's already like, look at what is, like,
ratings are down in the NBA like 27%.
Yeah, people don't want to watch it anymore.
27%.
I know, it's crazy.
You know why?
And ticket prices are up.
Oh, my God.
That's the craziest thing. No. The ratings are down, the tickets are up. Courtside at the Lakers was a minimum of 4 Gs.
It's still stupid.
That's crazy. Yeah. Minimum, by the way. Courtside at the Clippers, not even close to that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
The skew is so absurd right now in what tickets cost. Like, I was thinking about that. I get tickets for free a lot because of friends and people I know.
Yeah.
And every time I do, I go, are people paying this much to sit where I'm sitting?
Yeah, dude.
Because I never have to pay for it. I'm lucky.
Should I pay for a ticket right now?
Yeah, but you go all the time. I go once in a while when someone goes, hey, man, we have someone that has a thing, right? But people have to pay for that shit.
The difference between the Lakers and Clippers is crazy. Like the booty seats, the mm-hmm. 300 level.
Yeah, yeah, against the wall in the corner.
Clippers, it's like $15.
Yeah, it is $15, I saw, yeah.
Lakers, $80.
That's absurd.
It's crazy.
I would just watch it from my house, though.
Yeah.
That I never understood. And by the way, boxes, don't be fooled. The only thing good about boxes is free food and free drink. Outside of that, it's a bad view of the floor. I don't like it. I'd rather be way down.
Sitting at that Rams game we went to.
In the box.
You know what you were talking about?
I was on the 50-yard line, like 12 rows up.
Yeah, but that's a shit seat.
No, it was... Because
you're like this, you can't see. You want to watch football from an angle, man.
What do you mean? I was right. So I was at the 50-yard line. I saw the whole field. I was right in the middle of the field.
Now you got to turn your head.
Turn my head where? Right and left to see them run the ball?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you should be able to just watch.
I was watching. I'm 12 rows up. I wasn't right at the wall.
Anyway, how many Chicago people
I had better
were there?
Seats than you did, huh?
I was in a booth with one of those things with
Trash.
Craig Robinson.
Trash.
It was beautiful. I
Trash.
Loved it.
Were you guys playing piano up there?
Yeah.
Wait, what? How many Bears fans were there?
It was like a Bears home game.
It was about 60-40 Bears.
That's the fucking bullshit part about LA sports teams.
Yeah, but that's going to change when that stadium comes.
I don't know.
I'm telling you, because here's why. Because people that are intermediate fans that kind of want to take kids to the game and kind of want to enjoy that shit, they're not doing it because the Coliseum is garbage. It's impossible to get to. You can't park at it.
Parking sucks.
So everything is trash, so people don't want to go. So if you're a fair weather Rams fan or a fair weather football fan, you're not going to take your kids and go to that new stadium.
Looks
is
great.
Equipped for all the people to come at once and get out of it. They've designed it perfectly so they're like, this is the most accessible stadium we've ever built. So it's going to give people a chance to go, yeah, I mean, I guess I would go just to check it out. I bet you my ass the Rams fanship is going to go through the fucking roof.
And
when
the Chargers
hits.
Are going to play there too, right?
I guess. I mean, if they're still fucking around.
Well, they got the Giants and the Jets playing in the same stadium.
Who are they?
I'm talking about football.
Who are the Giants and the Jets?
What are you talking about? Who are the Giants and
who
the
are
Jets?
They? The
New York.
They have football teams?
Oh, this guy. Fucking Chicago piece of shit, man.
Oh, I love the Giants. I love the Jets. Yeah, right. I understand. I'm just saying, San Diego's not. The Chargers, sorry, the Los Angeles Chargers. Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
They're not sticking around. I think that franchise is going to move somewhere else. They can't be in California anymore.
I don't know if this, because look, the Rams aren't as good this year.
Let's go to New Mexico.
They're not as good this year.
Yeah. No, they weren't.
But we're not supportive of shit teams.
L.A. doesn't like it when you don't do well, right? When the Lakers were taking a huge dive, that stadium was empty.
Dude, even at the Clipper game, dude, they always have to have some special night going on. Like, last night was Japanese Heritage Night.
Yeah, that's why I went. Andrew Sanatino.
Yeah, they always have some kind of like...
Yeah, they want to do some bullshit.
Yeah.
But that's also because at some point, you're just putting on a game, and so they need some kind of fodder to fill the gaps of... Do you know what I mean? But did they give, what was the last night? Did they give a bobblehead out or some bullshit?
I didn't even know. I didn't even see
a little Japanese bobblehead.
Late because I went to dinner. It was nice. I took Rachel. We went to dinner.
Where'd you go?
We went to Fleming's. I had a gift certificate.
Ooh. I like that you only went because you had a gift certificate.
I had like $100. Fleming's is expensive, man.
It's a steakhouse. They're all like that.
I know, but this one, they more expensive than they should be.
It's all, they're all, their steakhouses are always expensive. Name me a cheap steakhouse.
I guess.
And don't say Sizzler.
But this one, you ever, were you ever a Sizzler guy?
Get out of my house.
Of course you were a Sizzler guy.
Never. I never ate that shit.
What?
Sizzler?
Your dad never took the whole family. We going to the steakhouse tonight.
No, no. See, we would eat steaks at home. If we were going to eat steaks, he would go to the local butcher and eat steaks at home. Because for my family, it was like, you know how much steaks cost when you go out of the house? Yeah, you know what I mean? That's the opposite.
Cheap fucks.
No. Sizzler is cheap fuck bullshit. It's trash
my
meat.
My mom used to, we used to, see my mom.
Sizzler, I, see how you should cook it at the house? You get better meat for cheaper.
My mom didn't want to cook, man. My mom doesn't know how to cook. I used to, see.
It doesn't look like that.
When I,
we'll be right back out of
this. Here we go. Here we go. I've lost some weight. Can you acknowledge
you really,
that?
You really do look good. I'm not pandering. You look in the best shape that I've seen you since when we were shooting the show. You were in good shape too.
Not really.
At first season you were.
No, the second season I was in better
That's
shape.
That's what it was. Second season, you were in better shape.
First season, I was like, then I saw myself, and that always happens. I see myself on TV, and I go, oh, my God, what are you doing?
Really?
Best shape I ever was season three of Workaholics. Yeah. And then Adam's hitting me up talking about, yo, man, we didn't hire a skinny.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. Motherfucker sent me a
right, fuck you right
send back. Send me a message like, well, we didn't hire a skinny
even if you even if
hipster.
You even if you got really skinny, you're still a big dude. You're a tall guy.
Be a big dude.
So it's you know, what's the difference?
They just want to be in shape. But like I'm saying, those when I was my mom, she never cooked.
Never?
She didn't want to.
Like would you never have a dinner at the house with
when them? She cooked, it was special.
What was it? What would she cook?
It no matter what it was. This is what it was opposite for me when I was growing up. This is so weird to me because for me, we went out to eat all the time. She worked, and she just was like, I don't want to.
So when she came home, we would just go out?
Yeah, we would just go out.
Where was the regular place food. You would go?
We'd go to, like, all kinds of different places. Dude, I remember, like, this is so crazy, but Jack in the Box. Jack in the Box one time used to have this, like, special dinners, okay?
Really?
It was like, it would be like a steak. It was like a steak sandwich, and it looked like a steak, and they'll have like a chicken one and a fish one. And so like, that would be like, sometimes we'd be like, I was a kid, you know, she'd be like, we're going to go to Jack in the Box and get those special dinners.
How excited were you for that shit?
Sizzler was exciting because they had the salad bars and like.
Chili's. My old man loves Chili's.
But like, so for me, when your parent cooked, that meant it was special. What I didn't realize. Because I would go to people's houses. They'd invite me to dinner.
And you're like, this is
special.
And I'd
be like,
dinner.
Oh, my God. This is your mom's cooking? Like, this is so what's the occasion? Like, bitch, it's Monday. Yeah. You know what I mean?
She's been home all day. She's been cooking all day.
So it's like, so that was always weird to me. So that's why I'm kind of like that now. I go out to eat all the time.
Well, because, right. Like, my parents both worked my whole life. So I never knew stay-at-home mom thing. You know, like that. I never had that.
Neither did I. Well,
yeah, so I never, so my mom did cook, but, you know, we joke with my mother, and it's very mean, but she was not a great cook, but not like a bad, it was just like, my mom, you
it
know,
wasn't like TV.
No.
Because that's what we wanted.
Yes.
Like we watched these shows, like, you know.
Hot
then,
rolls.
Right. And the mom is like, she got her apron on and shit, and she's coming in. I'm like, I wanted that.
Yeah, Leave It to Beaver type of
shit. Yeah. I wanted my mom, like, she restaurant quality food coming to the table. No,
she came home and she was like, you want meatloaf?
Yeah. It's always like, where's the salt, bitch?
We had what I mean? That should be a sitcom. Where's the salt, bitch? Where's the salt, bitch?
Where is the salt? Because this shit is terrible.
In here, we pour whiskey.
Whiskey Ginger fans, I think a big key component to growing as a human being is continuing to learn. I really do believe in that. I try myself to pick up a book, even though I don't really finish them. But you can jump online and go to Skillshare and get yourself a myriad of different kinds of classes to stay creative, to keep the fuel in the brain moving, to keep passionate about something. It's an online learning community for the creator that's inside of all of us. They have classes like photography, creative writing, design, productivity. They're on demand, so you can do them all at your own pace. But get inspired, man. Go join a class. Go check out what other people are doing and looking at. Put some more jazz in your life. You sick of coming home late at night, eating the same old hungry man TV dinner, sitting around fingering your belly button hole, shoving popcorn in your throat. Get online. Try to learn something. Go to a class. Maybe you meet some other people through it. You never know. You learn what you like because it's a community that features feedback, personalization. There's a high quality of classes there. It can be a benefit to your creativity in almost everything that you do. So get inspired, okay? Get out of that bullshit rut you've been living in. Get some more fuel back in the brain and the body. So go to Skillshare.com/whiskey. Skillshare.com/whiskey. Type in that whiskey if the promo code pops up. Join the millions of people that are on there right now doing it. You get 2 months free when you sign up. It's So for me, for you, get your brain right. Go to Skillshare.com/whiskey. You know, get 2 months of free unlimited access. Have fun. And enjoy the episode.
Ginger. I like gingers.
Yeah, we would have, but she would do regular, like meatloaf was an easy one because that's easy to make. Stuff like that. Pasta is always throw it in, it's out. So we never really had, my mother was so, my mom was so like, who cares about cooking that it never really, I mean, lately she gets into recipes and stuff, but like she cared so little that sometimes she would cook and we'd hate it and then we'd go out to get food. Because it just didn't work.
This is what I'm saying.
Like it
dude.
Was just not good.
But that's like when the mom works, and then that causes animosity. Because like the mom and dad work, but then mom is supposed to still come home and expected to like cook a 7-course
meal.
It's not fair.
It,
you know what I mean?
But what's the middle ground then?
Well, the middle ground is dad, get your ass on the grill or
my,
whatever.
My buddy's dad cooks.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying though. But like for me. Like, again, like, my mom was working, so she was, like, coming back, like, all right, you know, did you do your homework? You know, yeah. And then she'd be like, okay, let's go to this Chinese restaurant or, like, you know what I mean? Like I wonder how it must be now with, like, Grubhub and that kind of shit right now. Like, imagine when we grew up, our parents didn't have the accessibility all this kind of stuff to, like, you know, it must be making, like, you know, your household better. Because for me, it was just like, okay, we had to go places.
Well, I mean, the difference was it was all frozen meals when we were kids. And you don't have to have a frozen meal now. Like, now you could, like for us, it was like, if there's nothing to eat, you better dip into that fucking freezer and see what you got in there. It was either like, if it was like, I didn't cook dinner, you guys can figure it out. So it was either like French bread pizza rolls from Stouffer's, the French bread pizza.
Yeah.
That. Or mac and cheese, box mac and cheese, or
fish sticks.
I was just gonna say it was either chicken strips or fish sticks.
Yeah,
and a bag of Ora Ida, whatever they call Ora Ida tater tots. That's all it was.
My mom used to make cornbread because it was so easy.
Yeah, you
just little cornbread mix. You just put water in it in an oven. Here's cornbread.
That's why I said meatloaf was so common because it would come home. You just had to put that bitch in, and that's it. You just slop some shit together, threw it in there.
When I was a kid, I wanted to like cook, so I would like, you know, I remember the mistake I made one time is I made breakfast for my mom. Biggest mistake of my fucking life, because then this motherfucker thought she was at a bed and breakfast moving forward.
She's like, "Can you get?"
Yeah, banging on the wall too. She's breakfast! Like.
She's like, we don't have any ketchup. Can we get some more ketchup?
Yeah, man.
Also, these eggs aren't cooked the way that I requested them.
Oh, my God. I turned into like, but I used to love that when as a kid. I wanted to buy cookbooks because I like following the recipe. I love that. I love like.
I'm the opposite.
I love like being like, okay, you're supposed to do 2 things of this, a little smidgen of that. And I'd be like, oh, you know. But then it got to a thing where I was like, the cleanup was like, I was like, fuck this.
Yeah, that's the whole thing about cooking.
Yes, the prep.
I don't want to do
it. The prep and the cleanup. I'm out.
The prep isn't as bad as because the prep is fueled with like excitement. The cleanup is like, I can't believe I have to do this shit.
Yeah,
I
just for
nothing.
And the result is not even enough.
No,
and for the disaster the kitchen is for this little plates of like whatever. You're like, this isn't.
This
enough.
Is not worth it.
It wasn't worth it.
If they put food in a pill, will you do it?
Oh my God, that'd be great.
You would do that?
As long as you can get the same feeling.
See, you won't though, because eating is the sensation. Eating is what we love so much as humans, and there's something about it that's like. You just take a pill and get full. I feel like that's definitely going to be the future.
Well, that'd be like a sex pill.
Huh. What do you mean?
Yeah, you take it, you're like, oh shit.
You just start coming.
Oh my God. Mother would be popping out all the time.
That's the problem. If we get there, it's like They're like in a conference call or a business meeting.
Yeah.
Are you listening? yeah.
No, but act of eating.
I wouldn't do it though. I couldn't do a pill. I still like eating enough. Where I just feel like it would take away some of the humanity of it. I'd feel more like a robot. I tell you that.
But I love. See, you're married now, so like you probably don't go out as much as you did before.
Not true. Not true.
You guys go out all the time to eat.
Not all the time, but like enough because we don't fucking like. I don't have time to cook.
You're not, and you're not
between all
your
this.
Hours are different
yeah. Between
too.
This and her hours are different. So it's like between our schedules. Cooking is so hard. And grocery shopping is a gun in my fucking mouth.
Well, that's why I order.
I know, but even when I order, I forget what I really wanted. I don't get enough. Or like every time I order groceries, I'm always like, I wish I could have seen what else they had. Like I always want to see it.
You don't shop on the thing?
I mean, physically, it makes me feel better when I can kind of like do it.
Then you get lazy though, because it goes shop on, this is what I end up doing. It goes previous orders. Then I'm just like, I want that again.
You know? See?
Then I don't look at the things I'm supposed to be getting.
But that's smart, though, for them. That's easy money.
But I love going out to eat. I mean, I just love going, especially in a city like L.A.
Yeah, there's nothing but good food.
So many tremendous restaurants.
What was the first nice restaurant you ate at? Do you remember?
Oh, no, I sure don't.
No, you don't remember
like,
what it
yeah,
was?
Like, you mean as like a kid?
No, or no. Like, I mean as like an adult when you treat yourself to something nice.
Oh, first time I bought, I don't even remember because I eat so many great restaurants. I can't even remember the first one.
Yeah, you are that. You're yeah. willing to spend
and I
too
didn't,
much.
And the thing is, I didn't grow up like poor or middle class. I didn't have brothers and sisters.
You grew up regular.
Yeah, I just had a great, and I was like an only child, so I was always spoiled. I was always like, in comparison to, mm-hmm. like if you had like four brothers and sisters, you guys were, you know, fighting over a chicken wing. You know what I mean? And I,
what do you think this is, the 20s?
No, I'm talking about like, if your mom made like a chicken,
yeah,
and she brought it to the table,
you got
it.
You had to get the right.
You had yeah. to. You had yeah. to share.
Yeah, if you wanted the leg, you got the. You got to go for the leg of the.
Yeah, I was able to be like,
it's all for you.
Yeah, it's all for me.
I know.
So like, I've always been like, I always treat myself. I'm always, I am a creature of comfort.
Yeah, I know.
You know, like if it costs $200 to upgrade to first class, I'm doing that shit. I don't care if it's an hour-long flight. I don't give a fuck. When I'm checking in and they go, do you want the option to do this? Yes. Sometimes you go on a trip.
You'll fly first class for an hour flight?
Yeah.
You're ridiculous.
No, I'm not. See? This is what I'm talking about right here. Don't judge me.
It's 1 hour.
I want to be comfortable.
1 hour?
Sorry, I'm not, you know, little bitch size.
I'm full-grown man.
I know. You're a big ass dude.
What do you mean? I absolutely... When I used to feel bad about upgrading on flights, but if I'm traveling far, I'm like, I need the comfort to travel across the country.
Dude.
Like, I just went to New York, and the company that was taking me out to New York, I was like, hey, man, you know you're getting me the lay-down seats. And they were like, well, what's going to be first class? I was like, no. I want the Delta One, you know, the bed that goes all the way flat, because there's a difference. First class is first class, but there's a Delta One, which is like the lay down. I want it all the way flat. I want to be on my headphones with my little pillow, watching something on my iPad, and I want to fall in and out of sleep as they give me mimosas. I'm telling you, I need them lay down seats when I'm flying across the country.
Dude, I'm with you.
It takes a toll on your body, man.
Creature of comfort.
Comfort. I'm with you there.
All right, I went to where was I? I just did Winnipeg.
Mm.
So I'd done Winnipeg last year.
How was that?
Rumors. And they had me at this. They had me at this bullshit hotel.
Okay. What's a hotel?
It's like
a Discount Inn type.
Yeah,
of shit?
Some weird. Yeah, some weird shit where there's like, you know, vending machines and like,
dude,
there's
a pool. Vending machines.
Yeah, vending machines in the hallway.
Dead giveaway.
Okay, and I was like, okay. As soon as I pulled up to the place, I was like.
In the middle of the night, you can hear.
Yeah, dude. Fucking A, because it's not working. So I told him this time, I said, I don't want to stay at that hotel. You know?
Yeah.
And I felt that. Dude, when I went to Raleigh, okay?
Yeah.
They had me at a Quality Inn and Suites. And by the way, that word is misleading.
Yeah, quality.
Hey, you an inn and suites.
Not even a suite.
Yeah.
Don't call it a suite.
Yeah. Suite,
should be called an inn.
You an inn.
You an inn.
And guess what? I was out. I called my dude. I was so mad. I was uncomfortable. The room was, it was crazy. It was like a truck stop hotel.
Yeah.
The guy was like, everything was sold out, blah, blah. We called the hotel next to the club. It wasn't sold out.
Of course not.
They got me the room. But what I realized is when I got to the new hotel, I literally felt better. There's a Starbucks.
Right.
There's a barbecue restaurant.
Yeah.
There's like, you know what I mean? There's a Lowe's. You know what I mean?
Convenience.
And I was like, oh, this helps me. Now I feel better going into the show.
Right. Your performance is going to be better. I believe in that stuff. The small stuff does help.
The small stuff helps. So that's why I'm a creature of comfort.
Yeah.
I like going to like nice restaurants.
But unless it's absurd. See, I won't. Like, I just don't want to overpay for stuff that I know I'm being ripped off. I just don't want to be ripped off.
It's all a ripoff when you go to, like, first of all, the only way to get, like, healthy, first of all, health and wealth is really connected.
Yeah, rich people have the choice. A guy that sat next to me at the Clipper game last night, you know, he's eating slices of roasted turkey with watermelon and mixed nuts. I was like, you can't get that anywhere but down where the expensive people sit. You're not getting slices of roast turkey fucking, you know what I mean? Like, there's hot dogs and chicken fingers.
You know what's weird, though, about it? It's like, I did this Netflix movie, and...
What was it called?
It's called The Sleepover. It's coming out. What's your girl? What's your girl making?
Who?
What, not,
Macon?
What's her name? The girl from Showtime from...
Marlon.
Macon. Oh, okay. Macon. Marlon, yeah.
What's the movie?
She was a star. She was like the...
Oh, really?
It's like an action...
When does it come out?
Family comedies. I think June. It's called The Sleepover.
Look at you getting paid by Netflix.
I wish. But they had me in Boston, and we were staying at a 5-star hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But after a while, it became a prison because I was there for a month.
Why? It's beautiful, though.
I know, but like, dude, when you staying at a hotel like that...
Yeah.
Motherfucker, I spent... All my per diem, and I'm dipping into my own money because I was like,
yeah,
oh,
that's
shit.
You. That's you. You do that shit.
I know.
That's
I know.
On you.
Dude, the first night that I had a hamburger, okay? I had a hamburger.
Room service, though.
I had room service. I had a hamburger and an iced tea. How much you think that shit was?
$45.
$60.
Shut the fuck
yeah,
up.
Yeah, because you had to tip the dude. You're $60. I was like, oh, this is going to be an expensive trip because yeah. I like eating like this.
Yeah, but why don't you just leave then?
But this is the thing.
Creature of Comfort.
Thank
That's
you.
The name of your next album, by the
but
way.
But this is the thing, though. I was at the end of the trip. We're all in the van headed to like one of the last days on set. And I said to them, you know, I realize I've spent $75 on Oreos. Wait, Andrew, because they got... They got them in. The,
I know.
They got them in the mini bar,
and they restock them every day.
And it's like, but here's the thing, though. I thought about it. I was like, actually, I'm being healthy because there was only four of them.
Right. So you only eat four at a time.
I did four at a time because they were like, Eric, there's a CVS across the street.
So what?
I was like, yeah, but if I would have bought a $3 pack of Oreos,
gone,
I would have ate all of them. So I technically was being healthy. Health and wealth.
Health
dog.
And wealth. When you get a sleeve of Oreos like that. You'll eat the whole thing?
Oh, yeah.
Like if you go to the store, you go grocery shopping.
Yeah, I have a thing of Oreos and I sit on my couch and put the TV on.
I'll fuck
those Oreos
Damn.
Up. So that's why I don't have that kind of shit in the house.
You can't keep that shit in the house.
I can't have it in the house. Now I get almonds. No matter what it is, I fuck it up, dude. I got bags of almonds.
Yeah.
And I'll just get a handful and fuck it up. And I'll be like, oh, shit, I ate all those almonds. That's why it's all about moderation and like portion control.
Yeah. So because that kind of stuff gets out, it'll get to a place where it's so unhealthy that you're doing such damage by just being unconsciously eating. Because unconscious eating is bad eating.
Yeah.
You're just eating, you're watching TV, eating.
Like a dog, dude. I spent so much, that trip.
That Boston trip.
That Boston trip cost me.
Yeah. Because
you know they give you per diem, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But the shit is like $60 a day.
Well, the same thing. Marlon and I stayed, we shot the show in Vegas together. And we stayed in Las Vegas. Dude, we lived in Caesar's fucking palace.
Oh, no.
Okay, but in the basement of Caesar's palace was a Nobu.
That's what I'm saying.
I ate Nobu every fucking... Here's how much I went to this Nobu. This is insane. This is how much I went to this fucking Nobu. I went back to Vegas to go play Kimmel's Club.
Right.
4 months ago, 5 months, whatever it was. and I hadn't been to Vegas since I'd shot the show. And I walked into the Nobu. And the bartender goes,
it was like, cheers.
He goes, welcome back. And I said, oh, I'm here for the first time. And he's like, didn't you used to come here all the time? And I was like, oh my fucking God. The bartender at a restaurant in Vegas. You know how many fucking people he sees?
I know.
100,000 a day this motherfucker
sees.
Yeah,
but you got like
fuck you. I know.
You think you blend in? You'd be the worst spy.
Trying to sneak around.
Yeah, they'd be the worst spy. Be like,
they're like, sir, yeah, what are you doing?
What
here?
Do you look like? He was redhead.
You know how hard it is for me to get in it? Like, you know when you go to a building with security at the front?
Yeah.
You know how some people can just like walk to the elevators and just get up to the floor? I can never. Right away, they're always like, where are you, sir, where are you going?
Really?
Because I look like this. Like, they can't.
They got to be sure.
They don't know they just see me. If a regular looking white dude walks in, he'd probably just go to the elevator and go up illegally, right? But when you see an orange person walk in, they have to, for some reason, they're like, where are you going?
Yeah, can you sign in?
Yeah, they don't trust me. Like, they don't trust me for some reason. That every building I've ever walked into, I can't just go up to the, I get fobbed in. I had to do radio this morning, and the guy was such an asshole for no fucking reason. He was like, they're not up there. You got to get someone to come down. I was like, oh, okay, can you call? He's like, reception is closed. You call. I was like, okay, good shit.
Those kind of people.
Good shit.
Okay. Yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I flew back from Phoenix on United. I'm in the baggage area. The bags were coming in on the wrong carousels.
Okay, yeah.
They told
you the wrong one.
They told everybody the wrong one.
Right.
Like, Houston is here, you know, and it says Boston.
Sure.
Okay?
Yeah.
There's a fat dude. This fat fuck. I hate it. I want to get him fired. that works in the, he's the guy that's like taking it back, you know. I go, hey man, where's the Phoenix bags? We've been standing here for over 45 minutes. Okay. It, obviously some shit is going on. He keeps going, well, you got to go over to the baggage people. Like, go over to the bag.
I said, dude. You are the baggage people.
What do you do? Now, I'm hot at this point. Because you know when you get off a plane?
Yeah.
You get off, you're already irritated.
You just want to leave.
You're tired. You just want to go home.
You just want to go home.
And I'm like, dude, how many people are going to come up to you and ask you about this? Maybe you should take your ass over there and find out so you can answer this question. You know? He was like, he was trying to get an attitude. I was like, you useless. Then I went on, I said, I'm funding this. Where's your supervisor? I turned into a fucking white woman, man. I was looking for the supervisor.
Yeah, but you do have white woman in you for sure.
For sure.
You do that shit a lot. You do. You got white woman in you for sure.
I'm a creature of comfort.
I know. You're a white woman.
White women like to be comfortable.
You are a white woman.
Okay. So I went over and then I told her, is it you the supervisor? I was like, okay, see this dude over here? And I made sure, I want him to make sure, I said, the fat one. I know he saw me talking about his ass. I was like, he was rude. I just don't understand, like, customer service is such an important, like, it has nothing to do with necessarily the information that you know.
Right.
It's about how you make people feel.
100%.
As like, all this dude had to do was go, let me go find out. Because a lot of people are, and fake it.
Fake it.
Fake the fake shit.
It. I would rather you just fake it to me.
You know, be like, you know, and he go there, hey, you know, a lot of guys are asking about feet. What should I tell them?
And they're like, well, we don't really know. It's like, okay, well, that's
then
it.
He could be on our side.
Yeah, these guys, they're fucking up. That's what I would do if I was him.
But he's like, it ain't my job. That kind of thing. And anytime somebody says,
It ain't my job is the worst thing to hear.
You know what it tells me? That whoever is above him, that's the motherfucker that needs to get spit in the face. Okay.
Yeah.
The manager. Like anytime I go to a restaurant and the service is like a certain way, I know that the manager of this place is a fucking cunt.
Is a fuck up. Yeah, yes. They're a fuck up.
They're just a fuck up.
Because they can't.
Because your people aren't working in support of what's happening here.
Right. The thing is broken.
It's broken and it starts with you.
You. Yes. It's so fucking true.
You know, and I've had a few occasions where I've been able to be like, this is you.
This you know is I mean? All you.
This is you. And then I can, you know, because I love it because you can see the people working there. They're kind of like, mm-hmm. Tell this motherfucker.
It
you
is. Know? Brad, this piece of shit. Brad fucking up all the time.
You know what I mean? So it's like, and that's an example of that there. With that guy, when they're like, well, you know.
It's not my job.
I can't stand there.
Not my problem.
Hey, make a call, motherfucker.
Yeah, but they don't. But see, this is like, we were in Chicago and I had brought golf clubs to go play. And my dad has this tournament every year, in 4th of July. And in Chicago, the fucking bags, the oversized bags have to come up a ramp, a massive ramp. It's like 40 feet below, right?
Right.
To get up this ramp, right? Well, inevitably, things are going to get stuck on there. It happened twice while I was standing there, right? Because bags slide up, they slide down, it gets fucked up, they get caught. We're waiting for like an hour. Well, I stick my stupid head inside the machine, inside the flaps, you know? And they're like, sir! And I see my fucking golf bag.
Right.
It's halfway down the thing. It's stuck on the side. The belt is running.
Right.
It doesn't catch because it's jammed. So I say, hey, sir, you cannot go in there. That's illegal. I said, my bag has been stuck. We're waiting here for an hour. Like,
right.
I see it. And she goes, yeah, well, someone will get to it. I said, well, can you make sure? Because I can see no one's down there. They're out in the tarmac. They throw the shit on. They fuck off.
Yeah, they're gone.
They don't care. So I go, can you get somebody down there? Because I'm about to climb down this fucking thing and get it. Because I want to go home. And this woman literally was like, I already called somebody. I know she didn't. She'd been standing right there. I said, can you please call someone again?
So when did you call?
She didn't.
See, when they do that kind of stuff.
When they lie about doing it. Yeah. She goes, I said, can you just call someone again? She walks over to the phone, picks it up, and stares at me. And she goes, can you get someone downstairs now, please? Okay. And then hangs up like okay, I did it. Like I inconvenienced her from just making the fucking call. And that's all it took was one person to go, hey, can you get someone to get... That's it. She could have just been cool. I wasn't being a dick. I was just like, I'm telling you, my shit is stuck.
Can we tell you something? Even if you were being a dick.
Yeah.
If I'm the manager at the airport, okay, I'm telling my workers, guess what? Irritated people are getting off the plane.
All day long.
They've been traveling all day.
Yeah.
It's a situation. We have to keep our cool, so we can provide a service for people that like we know are on a little bit on edge.
Yeah.
They had to go through security.
Yeah.
They had to go through this dumbass process.
Yeah.
They had to fly on our stupid planes with little seats and bullshit.
Pay us tons of fucking money.
Yeah, yeah. It's bullshit conditions.
Yeah.
So let's keep our attitudes together, okay?
Because
that's what they're supposed to tell these
Because
kind of
then it'll be reciprocal though. That's the thing, is like if you approach someone that's like, hey, what can I do for you?
Yeah.
You're immediately gonna go, hey, you know, I'm just curious over what the bags I think got switched. Instead of when someone goes, what?
Yeah, they should. That person should have made you feel like, oh my God, your bag.
Yeah,
I'm. So, you know what? This is great. Or, Tommy, something, you know, make me feel like.
Or they just have to go. Okay, yeah, you know what? Let me figure out these two things, and I'll get right to that. If somebody that I like, when somebody goes, hey, I'm just fishing up something, but I will get right to you. I'm always like, cool, no problem.
And you know what? And I don't care if you don't know. I'm cool with you not knowing.
Yeah, most people don't know shit.
Dude, I can't, because like, you know what? It's so funny. Baggage people, they always got a situation, man.
You would fucking baggage.
I'm down at the, you know, I'll never forget this. I'm telling, I was having an issue with the bags, and it was like, it was something going on, right? And the guy was like, I said, hey man, do you know, who can I talk to about this? And he was giving me such an attitude. And I said, hey, listen, I know that this company makes all their major choices down here at Baggage Claim. I know all the major decisions in the company are done down here, down here at Baggage.
Yes.
But maybe if we could find somebody, you know, that maybe has, you know, the pull. I mean, it's like everybody wants to feel important. You know what I mean? So that's what they, oh my God. But all I'm saying is, if you don't know, it's okay. I was at GameStop because I love video game shit, right?
They still have those?
Yeah.
Don't you just buy online?
No, you still, because sometimes you could. It's better to trade in sometimes when you buy when you download online.
Yeah.
Or if you say you download the game.
Yeah. Don't you just
if
save
you don't
it?
Like it, you can't give it back. But if you buy a CD at the store,
you can give it back.
You can give it back and get some money back.
But what about? Okay, yeah, I don't understand the whole world of the whole thing.
But so this guy behind the counter, like there was like they, I bought something from them used,
like a used game.
I bought a used control something. I forgot what it was, but it was broken. So I go to the guy and I go, yeah, I come back to this young kid. I'm like, yeah, this is broken. And he was like, well, it's really not our responsibility. I was like, you sold me this. Yeah, but we didn't. I said, listen, I was so mad. Because I told him, I said, listen, if you own a restaurant and the butcher sells you rancid meat and you cook it and give it to your people, that's on you.
You. Yeah.
Now, you gonna deal with the rancid meat guy.
Yeah.
But your customers, motherfucker. And the kid was like, and I said, get your manager.
You white womaned him.
Yeah, I did. I said, get your manager. And then the manager comes over and I go, let me tell you what he's saying. You know what I mean? And I can tell it to him. And then you know what I love to do in that moment?
Mm-hmm.
When the manager comes over, I like to get real calm.
Oh yeah, you shift.
Yes.
Yeah, you downshift.
I got to shift into like.
You go. Can I tell you?
Let me tell you.
Explain the situation.
Yes.
Oh my God.
That's my favorite thing to do, because now the manager can't be like on their employee side.
Yeah.
Because I'm being like, mother, you know, being out of control.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's always best to be in perfect control with the manager, with the dumb shit employee.
Because then they know that that's their fault.
Yes.
Yeah. Then it's obvious.
Then it can be like, and then he said. You know, I go, and then he said, and listen, I understand that he doesn't really understand the intricacies of sales and, you know what I mean? You really got to like.
And I'm okay with that.
I'm fine with
that. Because he's young.
Right.
He's 46 because he's young.
Look at him. He has not a lot of work experience.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He probably lives with his mom.
And
but the point is, you know, it's just like I just want shit a certain way. But that's about being a creature of comfort.
Yeah, that's your. Well, but you're like that all the time.
I'm like that all the time.
As long as I've known
everything.
You, it has to be.
Yeah.
Like the most comfortable, simple version of.
I want what I'm paying for. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah, but you never really get what you're paying for. You want what you're supposed to get, what you pay for.
Yes.
But you're never going to get it.
Well.
But you want it anyway.
I want it. Why can't I get it?
Because it's not going to happen. It doesn't work like that anymore.
I talk about this on my first special, but it's like, this happened the other night. You go to a restaurant. The waiter comes over.
Mm-hmm.
Waiter or waitress. Okay? There's three of us. Hey, write the shit down.
You don't like it when they don't write shit down. I know. Yeah, that bothers you so much.
This little up-close magic trick, I don't give a fuck about it. I just
because you know they're going to fuck it up.
I know you're going to fuck it up because I'm finicky.
Right.
I'm a finicky motherfucker.
So here, let me give you an example. You say no what? No onion, no tomato, no. Give me one.
Yeah, I'll be like, yeah, I want it well done. I want this on the side.
Okay.
No tomatoes, please.
So when it comes back,
yeah,
and they have tomato on it,
I'm going off.
What's the do you snap?
Dude, if I no. I you have to give them the benefit of the doubt.
See, but when
I go to a restaurant and yeah. I order some shit, hey, no tomato.
You know there's tomato coming.
If there's tomato on the shit, I'm going to have an attitude.
Right away.
Yeah, because I say, remember when I said no tomato?
Yeah. You say that to them?
Yeah. Remember I said no tomato, and it's like, you know.
You say,
like,
remember I said no tomato?
Yes.
You're like a condescending father.
Oh, yeah, condescending father.
Can I talk to you something?
There's always balls in my
Kelly?
Food.
Is it Kelly?
Yeah.
Kelly? Do you remember what I said about tomato? Do you remember what it was? That's so fucking true.
Let's go over it again.
Remember? Let's go back. That's okay. Let's just go back.
How about this? You get some soup.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't got a spoon.
I'm already.
The motherfucker comes, you go, hey, can I get a spoon? You know, and then he if goes, I'm what? Waiting, like, yeah. Bitch, I want the soup now. You just put the soup down. If
You know I need a spoon. I need a spoon.
So what I'm saying is don't, like, dilly-dally, you know.
They always do, though.
Come back 10 minutes later with the spoon.
They do.
No, fuck that.
Or sometimes you have to ask someone else. Look, this is what annoys me. I'll go, they're gone. Then somebody else goes by. I go, hey, man, can I just get a spoon for the soup? And then you get a spoon, and then 5 minutes later, your guy comes with the spoon and goes, oh, you already got one. And
yeah, like, bitch.
Yeah.
I've actually finished the soup.
It's over. It's fucking over.
My meal's done.
You know? That bothers me so much.
Or asking for a salad, and the shit don't come. And
then the meal comes,
and they want to bring the salad.
And they go, no, do you still want the salad?
No.
I finished the fucking steak.
Yeah, what are you talking about? Do I still want the salad? I wanted the fucking salad as an appetizer. Now you brought a side dish, bitch. You know what I mean? Oh, my God, it gives me...
That's like some people, like my dad doesn't like... You know when they go, do you care when it comes out? And it's always like, we want it the order that it's supposed to come out in. Like, he likes the... This comes out here?
Yes.
Right. Because a lot of times nowadays, they're like, does everyone care? If it comes out, it comes out. It's like, a lot of people are always like, yeah, it is. Whenever it comes out, it comes out. No, my old man's
not
like,
not me.
No, I want the fucking appetizer front.
I don't get like, all right. I go to my parents' retirement place. They got this great restaurant in there for them.
Inside the spot?
Yes. This is supposed to be, it's like a cruise ship.
Sunrise?
We scheduled, he asked for a table for three. A week's ahead of time, because you had to schedule it for the Thanksgiving dinner.
Okay.
So we walk in now, and I come in, because I had to go get something for my car. When I come back in, they sitting at a table for two. Okay? And my stepfather's like, okay, you just sit with her, and I'll sit someplace else.
No.
I said, Michael. That's his name. I said, no, we're not doing that. So I said, go get whoever, because now I got to be like that. You know what I can't stand is when people put you in a position
where you
that now I'm the asshole.
Yes, bro.
Didn't we ask for a table for three?
And they're like,
yeah, but I was like, no. We look at us. It's three of us. It's Thanksgiving,
right?
We supposed to sit.
But then they make you be the asshole. I know. Trust me. There used to be an old restaurant next to the old place. I
hate that.
There used to be an old Mexican restaurant next to the old place, and. What was it called, man? I hated it so fucking much, and it shut down, which made me so happy. But anyway, there is no menu, okay? They have like a thing. They do a presentation. He does a thing. Yeah. I know. Trust me. And we had never been. I didn't really know that, right? So I thought maybe there still might be fucking menus.
Yeah.
You know. So then I sit down. We sit down. I said, he comes up. He goes, what do you want? I was like, oh, we didn't get a menu. He's like, there's no menu, and he walked away. Okay. Well.
I'm already out.
10 minutes. Oh, I know. 10 minutes. The guy comes in and does like the thing, the song and dance presentation. What we didn't see.
Right.
I would have known. Well, now I know, right? Now I know. Oh, that's what it is. That's why there's no menu. He tells you order chicken or beef and it comes with this and this and this and it's this kind of thing. Whatever. Okay. I didn't know that. So I told him, the waiter comes back. I said, I didn't really know that. And he goes, yeah, okay. So now you know, but we need you to move. We have a big party. I was like, move? Where? They want to put us by the bus tubs, by the bathroom. I'm not even fucking remotely kidding.
Just ask me to leave.
Yeah, no, that's what it was. It was just like, we'll go. Yeah. We'll just leave.
Just ask me to leave.
Just, I'll leave.
Yeah.
I don't want to be by the bus tubs in the bathroom. I'm just going to leave.
And I get it on his side. If I own a restaurant like that,
mm-hmm.
I'm thinking to myself, this motherfucker don't really know what's going on here. We have a community of people that understand what's going on here.
You're out.
And you're an outsider.
We're out.
I would appreciate it if you leave.
Yeah, he should have just said take off.
Yeah.
But I would have taken off.
Dude, there was a restaurant was I in Chicago? I don't know where this was. It was like Boston, Chicago. Not Boston. But it was like, it was Seattle.
Other side of the country.
Okay, see, I know. Completely. No, but I just remember now. Seattle. Where it was a bar that like, the whole thing about the bar was they were assholes.
Right, right. Well, Chicago has this thing called Ed DeBevick's. They did that for years and years. They're a restaurant they're mean to you on purpose.
So
Dick's Last Resort does the same thing.
But that one's bullshit though. I know. Fake. But, well, this guy was like this. I think it's the same. I think it's the same thing.
I don't even know if they're around anymore. But yes, they're cunts to you on purpose.
So you know, like, here's one of my other pet peeves. If I'm ordering French fries. Motherfucker, bring the ketchup. Like, don't even ask. Yeah. This is carte blanche, man.
You know.
This is like, you know what I mean? You know.
Yeah, you know what comes
with it. And even if the person don't want it.
It's still put
95%
there.
95% of the time.
Put it there. Put the goddamn ketchup there.
And so, and then it's like, I'm the kind of dude that's like, I don't want to eat the other things until I want the French fries.
Right.
I want to dip my French fries in the ketchup while I'm holding my burger, and I eat my burger, put the burger down, and get the ketchup. So now, you know, and you have to just be like this, you know, it's just.
Just doing the hunt.
Yeah,
wide-eyed hunting around.
Is a ketchup coming?
Yeah.
So I said to the guy, "Excuse me, I do like this." And the guy goes, "Hey, we don't hail people here."
Hail?
Yeah.
I just went like this,
dude. I wanted to take the plate and throw this motherfucker across the bar and be like, "Fuck you guys," and throw $100 on the bar for good measure. Shoulda. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's just like that's why I have to go to places. I know that kind of shit is going to happen.
Yeah.
And that's why you have to go to like fucking Lawry's and.
Right. You have to go to a fancy place because you know they're going to treat you better.
You know you're going to get. You walk. Hi, Mr. Santino.
Yeah. Hi.
Like, can you tip? Huh. You got to use Open Table.
Oh, yeah. Were you booking in advance?
I tell you why, though. All right. I booked an Open Table at Boa on Sunset.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just for lunch, like a random. There was nobody even in there. But the guy comes over to me and he's being real, like, whatever. And then he says to me, because I booked it the night before, he says to me, "Hey, just by the way, we're going to take care of you." Because in our morning meeting, they said you were coming in.
Well, maybe they knew who you were?
Yes, they knew who I was. Because of, you know what I mean?
Because of Open Table. Right.
And just like my name is like.
Yeah, your name.
You know what I mean? I think even your picture's on there. So I'm just saying.
Are you trying to brag about being fucking famous and getting free meals?
On Open, it wasn't free. I'm just talking about the service.
Oh, what do you mean they took care of you then?
The guy was acting special.
Oh, but they didn't give you anything for free?
No, but they brought, like, he might have brought something over. But I'm just saying. Should have
brought some shit over.
But I'm just saying the fact that it was like a thing.
Yeah, they made it a thing. Yeah.
That's all I want. I want to make me feel like this shit is a thing. That's all. Don't make me feel like you doing me a favor.
Everything about you has to be a thing.
Yeah, but I don't care where I am. Am I paying for this? Then the shit is a thing. You know what I mean?
It's a
thing. You know, it's like,
I think you should name your next special.
Like, even at McDonald's, okay? Ask me if I want jelly for my Egg McMuffin.
Please. McDonald's is bullshit.
I know, but it's like.
McDonald's, you're never going to get what you. I got McDonald's breakfast on the way from Indianapolis to Chicago. And I said to the guy in the window, I said, "Let me get the sausage Egg McMuffin. Can I get a coffee with it? And I just want one cream, one sugar." I said one because they put two. I've had McDonald's coffee. They always put two and two. I get to the second window. I said, "Is there cream and sugar in there?" The kid goes, "Yeah." I go, "One cream, one sugar?" He goes, "Yeah." Hands it to me. I purposefully pull into the spot. You know those are spots for the waiting for the I pull in there, open the lid. No cream, no sugar in that bitch. I knew it. I walk right back in. I go, "Hey, man, I wanted a cream and a sugar in this thing." And the kid goes, "Oh, I thought it was in there." I mean, it's just McDonald's doesn't give a. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah, that kid.
They don't care.
He next time he sees you, he's gonna put his dick in the coffee. He don't even care if it burns him, just because he just hates you.
Yeah, but I get it. That's what I'm saying. McDonald's customer service, you shouldn't expect. It's gonna happen.
This is the last me bitching about customer service.
Yeah, here we go.
I was getting Freshly, the company Freshly.
Yeah, the delivery food.
Yeah. I love it. It's good portions. Mm-hmm. That's one of the reasons why I was losing weight too, because I wasn't eating as much.
All right, this ain't a promo for Freshly. Go ahead.
It's not. Because I know they ain't paying me, because this is not going to be a good story.
Yeah, we blank out their fucking name.
Okay. They deliver. The company that they use for delivery?
Yeah.
Fucking idiots. Okay.
That's the name?
That should be the name. That should be the working name. It's like, yeah, we're fucking idiots. We'll deliver it wherever the fuck we want to deliver it. We'll throw it over the gate. You know, I live in that gated, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
These motherfuckers first.
You live in a fucking M.C. Escher painting. You live in the most confusing place I've ever seen in my life. The stairs go up and down and sideways into the wall.
So they're leaving. First, they're leaving the food at the mailboxes. They're just leaving the boxes there.
That's hilarious.
Okay. So it's like, okay, you know, it's coming Monday. So I go, I know it's going to be there.
Right.
All right. So then, if they can't get in the gate, they just leaving it on the street. Motherfucker, on the street. So you know me, I'm hot. I'm on the chat, you know. Yeah, yeah. You can chat. I'm like, okay, you know. So then they got on them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my leasing office where I live, they actually got some mailbox. They had this whole mailbox system now.
Yeah, I had that at my old place.
Where you can with your phone.
Gives you a text. It's like, we got a package.
Yeah, you can open it. Mm-hmm. The leasing, they told this company, like, well, here's how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
This motherfucker don't care. He walk in the leasing office, drop the box on the leasing. He just put the shit on the counter and walk the fuck out.
Good for him.
I'm out. I canceled.
Yeah.
I canceled. And I tweeted at these motherfuckers and told them why. Okay, your delivery people do not care about customer service on the same level that you do. But you're trying to be cheap and save money, and this is what this is what you get. Now I'm out.
The Creature of Comfort.
Yeah.
That's all you are.
My Griff, new album.
You're going to do a new album called The Creature of Comfort. Yeah. Tell people where they're going to come watch you.
Well, shit, I don't even know when this is coming out.
Friday.
Well, then what else is my new...
Where are you at?
Well, I'm at Oxnard. This Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm at Oxnard. So if you at Levity Live. And if you go to ericgriffin.com with a K, ericgriffin.com, you can find all
your dates.
Yeah, all my dates are coming
up. We'll put it down in the description below.
And make sure you watch Riffin with Griffin.
Yeah, watch his podcast, Riffin Griffin. I did it.
That's a great episode, too.
Watch it was really fun. We had a phenomenal time.
I told you how that a dude who had a deaf mom hit me up.
I know about...
He was like, my mom, he said, you just ignorant. My mom was deaf and we grew up poor because she couldn't get work. Well, the bitch should have called Apple. You know what I mean? Because apparently they hire it.
You got to hear the story. Griff Winning had a deaf employee at Apple, and it was watch Riffin' with Griffin, our episode, or listen to it wherever it's available. I let everyone, you got to finish the episode by saying one phrase or one word directly into the camera. Go ahead.
Comfort.
In here, we pour whiskey, 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 whiskey.
You were that creature in the ginger beard.
Sturdy ginger.
Like vampires, the ginger gene is a curse.
Gingers are beautiful.
You owe me $5 for the whiskey and $75 for the horse.
Gingers, oh hell no.
This whiskey is excellent.
Ginger. I like gingers.